This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, hour number 3. 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. That's a number you can call in and get on the radio. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's myself, Chris.
Riley.
And nobody.
Riley joining us from the great state of Utah.
Out in the desert.
Well, no, it's okay. Mitch, I, for a moment there, I was having another Lyme disease moment, and associating Mitch McConnell with Utah, that doesn't make any sense. Who was the famous Republican from Utah?
Orrin Hatch is a pretty famous
one. Orrin Hatch, that's who I was thinking of.
Yes. He's not well-liked in many quarters of Utah.
Interesting. We have been talking about this question of whether Domino's should be forced to make their app and their website ADA compliant, specifically a potential pizza customer in California who happens to be blind found that the website and the app just are not friendly to the blind. And we've had an interesting conversation and an interesting analysis of this issue, thanks to Riley Blake, because he's a blind guy.
And it's nice to have a blind person in the studio when you can talk about this. I mean, I could have called in on Discord, but we can actually take a whole segment or two or three to talk about it.
Yeah.
And I'm here.
And he offers an interesting... Now, Rich, or excuse me, nobody, on the other hand, you are sighted. You can see me. You can tell how many fingers I'm holding up. But Rich takes a look at it from a programmer's point of view. How much effort would be involved? Or are there some other ways he could do, Domino's could do this that would satisfy some of the needs of a blind person? Riley points out that, you know, that's not what a lot of blind people are looking for. They don't want to be separate but equal, to borrow a line from Jim Crow days. They don't want to be forced to drink at Domino's virtual
drinking fountain.
And I
separate but equals actually comes from Brown versus the Board of Education.
Thank you. Huh. That well predates. Well, does it,
it
predate
it Jim postdates Crow. Jim Crow?
It does. There we go.
I think.
But we are going to go to the phones where we have. Well, hold on. Let me see. Just had to check and see if our time had built up. Looks like it has. We're going to William in Dallas, Texas. He wants to talk about UBI. William, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, man, you got the dump machine geared up?
I got it.
I got to be quick. No, I'm just kidding. I hope all is well.
All is good. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Yeah, I was going to be very quick. I keep hearing various calls, you know, talking about the universal basic income, UBI, or whatever it is. Anyway, I was thinking about that, and, you know, like, you know, it just sounds ridiculous, first of all. But let's just go ahead and, you know, throw out some numbers. What is the population of America? Isn't it 330 million, something
like that? I've heard 320 million, maybe a little bit more, sure.
Okay, so, yeah, of course, 330 million or 320 or whatever, it's not all going to be above age 18 and so forth, but whatever the criteria would be for the universal basic income. So I'm assuming that they mean people 18 years of age or older or something to that effect.
Okay.
Anyway, so if everybody, so let's just say 150 million are eligible or 18 or older, what do y'all
think? For argument's sake, we're just speaking hypothetically. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So if 150 million people get $25,000 per year in universal basic income, which is a high number, I would say, that's $3.75 billion. Is that correct?
I don't have a calculator handy, but I'm going to trust your numbers, and we'll come back afterwards and fact check. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. So So if it's 20, if it's 150 million, getting, you know, the 25,000 a year, it's 2.75 billion. If they're getting 15,000 a year, it's 2.25. We can just say. Anyway, long story short, how much you want to bet that if it was 25,000 per 150 million people or whatever, that 3.75 billion would actually cost? What would you speculate? Minimum double, right?
Yeah, given the efficiency of a bad government program, given the fact that more people will sign up that are actually intended to be in the program, I'm going to assume that most welfare programs will not instantly go away, and there will be stragglers.
Well, that's kind of the point of the UBI, from my point of view, is for everything else to go away, including, most importantly, the minimum wage.
Right.
Yeah, and that's probably maybe the best argument I've heard for it or whatever. And I'm sitting here thinking, of course, like anything, like if you're going to get your car, remember when car inspection became a thing? You know, it started out, I don't know when it became a thing, but I'm assuming some kid got ran over by a car or something. And everybody in the town was like, hey, man, everybody could tell that car was a death trap on wheels. And, you know, we should have at least have some basic people like, yeah, you know, they probably should have brakes and a few other things, you know. And then that became what it is today. You get air stiffers and all that good stuff and all that.
The standard.
Yeah. Like, I'm just picturing, I don't know, I just, you know, then you have to have a whole department dealing with the fraudulent claims of, you know, eligibility. And then all the people who are dead who are still getting it, and, you know, and all the, you know.
Right.
Anyway, I can just imagine it being two times 2.75 billion is probably super optimistic estimate. I would probably, it'd probably be more like 10 times or whatever.
I tend to agree with you, William. And nobody and I were kind of talking off air, you know, talking about, you know, if this thing were implemented in certain ways, his argument is, yes, it would be an improvement over what we have. And my comment off air was, just like all the other things that government does that worked out so well, you know, don't forget that Social Security is a temporary program. That's a temporary program that was started in the 30s. Yeah, we still have it.
It's temporary
today,
in the sense of it's a Ponzi scheme. It was designed to be forever.
Some people would think Social Security is a Ponzi scheme, though.
Yeah,
well,
it's more than a Ponzi scheme. I mean,
it's more than a Ponzi scheme in that you're forced at gunpoint to participate.
Well, yeah, and I'm gonna pay you, you know, 20 grand or 100 grand, you know, worth of income or over 20 years, and you're gonna pay me back a billion back. That alone is just crazy.
Right.
But anyway, long story short.
Yeah, but the returns are nowhere near that. I mean, if you took that money they take from you and put in Social Security and you bought an index fund, that's just the Dow, just the Dow Industrials average. You don't have to know anything about individual, companies. You would have made so much more money.
No, yeah, and I agree. And the reason why I said a million was just because of inflation. And, you know, you're going to be getting paid back a million now. At that time, a million will buy you the Toyota Corolla or whatever.
So maybe Ponzi is the wrong word. It's almost like it's a reverse Ponzi. You invest, you give me this money to invest for you, and I will guarantee you, you will lose money.
Yeah. Well, basically, that's, I mean, that is how a Ponzi scheme works, because, you know, the point of the Ponzi scheme is they don't really invest the money in something productive. They just keep it in their mattress,
right,
so it's not earning any money, but they claim it's earning money, so they pay people pay you back with later investors' money.
William, thanks for the call. Maybe the worst marketed Ponzi scheme ever.
Well, I mean, you not don't really, have to have good marketing if you can put a gun to the customer's head.
That's the absolute truth. 855 450 free. What's on your mind? I want to hear from you. Give me a call. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you ever feel like you're in jail? Not in a real jail, but a virtual jail because of your job, your stressful business, or maybe your current relationship where you're not allowed to do what you really want to do. There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone. It's often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. Godard bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit godardbags.com/FTL. That's godardbags.com/FTL.
I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number. That spells 855-450-FREE. Free as in freedom. Free as in no free lunch. We were talking about UBI, the ultimate free lunch. The idea that you don't even have to work to get enough to survive. And we have some differing opinions on that. But first, I want to tell you about something I use every day, and that is the Edge Wallet. Edge Wallet is available for iOS and for Android devices. This is a cryptocurrency wallet. Just like you use a leather wallet to carry your greenback dollars in, you need a digital wallet to carry your digital cryptocurrencies. Buy, sell, trade, securely hold your cryptocurrencies. Edge Wallet is user-controlled. That means you are the only one who has the keys to your money. You can keep them secure. There's support for Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and many more. They've been building apps since 2014, and in this industry, those are veterans. If you've been doing crypto since 2014, you've been around a while. Their tagline is securing your freedom. Try the Edge app out. You can find it in the iOS or the Android app store. You can find out more about it by going to edge.app.
Before we go on, I do want to mention something about the Edge app.
Yes.
It's not accessible for a blind person. So if there are any cryptocurrency enthusiasts who want to have the opportunity to develop an app for a blind person to use to store cryptocurrency, I'm welcoming you.
That's a good point. And Riley, you've been looking for a while. You've played around with a lot of them. Have you found any cryptocurrency wallets for a mobile device that are accessible to blind people?
The only wallet I found that's really the most accessible is the Dash wallet on iOS.
Gotcha. And, okay, and that handles Dash, but it doesn't handle Bitcoin.
Right. It doesn't handle Bitcoin. It does not handle Bitcoin Cash or any other cryptocurrency, which to me is really sad.
Yeah, so there's definitely a market out there. And I think when we talk about, you know, particular needs of a particular user group, it's not always going to be a million, you know, 10 million, 100 million potential customers, but you will get loyalty. And we were talking earlier about, you know, the blind community. Are they people that talk to each other? And when they find something that works, do they share that? Riley mm-hmm. says they do. So whoever it is, and somebody will be the first one out to come up with a good wallet for blind people, they're going to get a lot of business. And that's the point. You don't need government to require Edge Wallet to say you must make all your cryptocurrencies easily accessible to everyone regardless of their particular needs.
Right.
They can do it, and they can not do it at their own peril. They can choose to not be accessible to people with lots of disabilities. Or they could say, you know what, this is worth us spending a couple hours on a week. Let's get this working. That'd be really cool.
Yeah, it would be nice if there was a way to economically seed open source projects.
Yeah.
There are different ways that people can fund open source projects.
True.
So you can do things through a GoFundMe and then pay the developers through that. That could be one way. But GoFundMe is usually for smaller amounts. You know, let's brainstorm. What else could you do?
Well, probably you'd want something that was crypto-based if you're doing a wallet. So is there a version of GoFundMe for crypto? Is there a Go Crypto Me?
I don't know. I know there are lots of angel investor groups out there who are geared towards crypto, you know, and there are people that will put up a certain sum of money. A couple of years ago, though, the way to do this was like, okay, first, Rich, you need to write a white paper, and then you need to release a coin and talk about how many billions of dollars everyone's going to get if they buy your coin. That was called an initial coin offering, and the federal government has taken a very poor view of those.
Yeah, well, a lot of the initial coin offerings were silly. Because when the system was first created, there was actually a market for silly ICOs for a while. But, you know, the idea of doing that, of releasing a coin and having it be effectively stock, is certainly a sound and sensible idea. The thing is, if your idea, like, if you were doing an actual project, like you had a good idea on how to implement a wallet for the blind, then that would, I think that would be a reasonable way to go about it.
See, now, the federal government, who I have never accused of being reasonable, chooses to look at a fundraising like that, saying there is an expectation that, you know, the investors are going to get some return on their money.
Well, that's not a lot of investors never get any return on their money because they invest in enterprises that fail.
True. But if there is an expectation, and basically what it comes down to is this thing called the Howey test. Don't tell me what the court case was, but it involves some guy named Howey and identified four things that would make something a security. And a lot of these ICOs or initial coin offerings, technically, the government said, well, they passed the Howey test, therefore, you're a security. And as such, you can't just offer a coin out there and imply that people could make money off of it. That makes it a security. You need to be registered with the SEC. This needs to be only available to accredited investors.
Exactly. They want to make sure that little people are shut out of the market.
Yes, and that is exactly what these laws do. So there are certain things, like for traditional investors, you know, man, I wish I could have got in on this great stock. Well, you couldn't because you are prevented from getting in on that great stock because you're not an accredited investor. You don't have $250,000 liquid sitting in a bank account, which means liquid means you can go to the bank and withdraw it today and just instantly have it. So you are forbidden from lots of different investments. And the idea behind ICOs were, you know, maybe we can do this without having accredited investors. And they did. And then suddenly the federal government comes down and says, these things are truly securities. We regulate them. You've got to play by our rules or you're going to jail. That's what the government does in almost every industry. They did the same thing in crypto. Some of the things that they shut down were completely ripoffs, but you should be the one to decide whether that's a ripoff. 855, 450 free. What do you think? This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in El Paso, Texas, say both the state and federal government will pursue charges against the accused Walmart shooter. 21-year-old suspect Patrick Crucius has already been charged with murder by local officials. El Paso Police Chief Greg Allen.
Texas will prosecute first, and then the federal government will do a secondary prosecution.
It's possible the suspect could be given two death sentences. A stabbing rampage in two cities in Southern California has left four people dead and a half dozen businesses robbed. Garden Grove Police Lieutenant Carl Whitney.
Our suspect pulled in his vehicle and confronted our victim and attacked him for no apparent reason. There was no robbery or whatever. He just attacked the guy pumping gas. He sustained traumatic injuries.
A 33-year-old man from Garden Grove is in custody. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. It's a number you call if you want to get on the air with us. You can also hit us up on Discord. Discord is a very cool app. Just load it up on your mobile device, on your laptop, on your PC. Use your high-speed internet connection and your quality microphone. You will sound like you are right here in the studio with us. You can find out more at discord.lrn.fm. But first, I want to tell you, first, I want to ask you a question. Is having a white, bright smile important to you? If it is, you need to check out My Magic Mud. My Magic Mud is a black tooth powder. Yes, it is black, made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. These are They're fine to eat. They're not harmful. This stuff is clinically proven to whiten your teeth. It's available in most health food stores, Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, and Walmart in their natural beauty aisle. You can receive 20% off with coupon code FTL20. That's 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. That's MyMagicMud.com. This stuff is amazing. I encourage you to give it a try and see if you get the same results that Mark Edge, another host, he raves about this stuff. He's been raving about it for years because he's been using it for years. That's MyMagicMud.com. We're here in studio. It's myself, Chris.
Riley.
And nobody.
And Riley's a guest host. Riley is from Utah. Riley puts together Free Talk Live's Daily Digest. That's a condensed 30-minute version of our three-hour radio show. He picks out the bits that he thinks are worth listening to. So that's kind of cool. You get to curate this, too. You get to...
I do. I get to put this thing together. Now, I won't have one available tonight because I've been kind of busy today. But I do like putting the show together, the digest together, because I get to hear Free Talk Live every single day. And Free Talk Live, by far, is one of my favorite radio shows.
Well, we appreciate that, and we appreciate you being in here with us. I mean,
of course, it's so much fun. I have loved being on Free Talk Live. I was here last year and was on Free Talk Live 3 times. So if you want to go check those out, you can find them in the archives during the month of August.
We save everything here. Yeah. We're kind of pack rats that way, but you can listen to Free Talk Live. You can go back and listen to, oh, I don't know, say 2010 Free Talk Lives. Maybe you'll come across the episode where Ian and Mark talked about this new thing 9 years ago called Bitcoin. They were looking at it then. They were talking about, wow, this stuff could really change the world. This could mean the government doesn't have a monopoly on money like it does today. You can find those episodes in the archive, and it's pretty interesting stuff, I think.
Absolutely.
So we were talking about, you know, different ways one could raise money. You know, if you wanted to do something like, you know, we were talking about apps for the blind or crypto wallets specifically for the blind. Is there a crypto form of sort of GoFundMe, or are there other ways to do it? That led us into a talk about, you know, if you did make an offering to sort of raise money for a business venture, the government is going to stick their big snout in and say, wait, if you're offering this particular cryptocurrency with an expectation that people are going to make money, or with that would be an end goal, hold on, you might be a security, and we've got a whole set of rules that cover that. I'm going to go to the phones where we've got Robert calling in from Ohio. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi. So you guys were talking about accessible wallets for the blind, and I don't know that I'm actually a blind guy too.
Excellent.
And I don't know that. Yeah, I don't know that we actually need a specific wallet. We just need the apps that are out there. We need to inform the developers to make their apps more accessible to us because they can do that through the code of the app.
Okay. That being said, I have reached out to Edge Tech Support for the Edge wallet, and they said that the code that the wallet is built on is not built for blind people in mind. So it's also a problem when coding is not designed for blind people in mind.
Yeah, so I just want people to understand that we don't need, I mean, if somebody made a wallet, I wouldn't have a problem with that, but we don't need a specific wallet. We just need app developers to know from the get-go that if they make their apps with, like, standard controls and things, we would be able to use them with our technology.
Right, and at some point, you know, a lot of crypto wallets are still free. You know, you can download one. And I can use a whole bunch of free wallets. But it's going to get to the point where, you know, I'm going to want a better wallet. And I'm going to be willing to spend, you know, $2.99 for the app because it provides maybe its privacy features or security features that the free apps don't. So the point is that eventually crypto is going to transition from sort of this free or freemium model to a paid model. And if I were a wallet developer, I would want to develop using languages that have the right libraries that I could easily make my app available to blind people. Because you guys are a market.
I don't have a problem. I'm a libertarian individual as well. And I don't have a problem with us paying for accessibility. I mean, I'll pay for an app. I've paid a lot of money for apps.
Exactly.
I have no problem with that. I mean, we are the ones that we're in the minority, and we have the special need, and so we kind of have the responsibility of paying for it.
Exactly.
So what would Edge wallet, for example, not to pick on Edge, but what would they have to do differently in order to be accessible to the blind?
They'd have to change the code that the app is built on. Also, if they're going to make it accessible, they need to find a way to make sure that a blind person can sign in or create an account or find a way to save their keys or whatever.
I'm not an app developer, but from my small understanding, okay, cool. So you can chip
or
it
have
it.
Been.
If you develop under Windows, at least, I don't know if it's the same for iOS, but if you use the standard controls when you're developing an app and you don't paint like your own controls and make custom controls, it generally works well with Access technology.
Interesting.
It's the same with iOS, as I understand it.
So it's really about app developers using, you know, trying to include many of the standard build libraries that are available to them. And it does it go off the rails when they try to get too fancy? I think that's the experience from a sighted person, yes.
Well, yeah, and another common issue is that they don't put text labels on buttons and things. They'll just put an icon. And if you don't give VoiceOver, which is the screen reader that we use, if you don't give it like a text label or something to identify, and that's an easy thing to do. I mean, there's a lot of easy things they could do to start off with.
Even an icon label, there's a way to attach a text to it, a description.
Yeah, so by doing some of those things, that would open up a lot of things that are not available to blind people. And Actually, a question for both of you I know this is probably an impossible number to discern, but about, would you guys make a guesstimate on, you know, what the market, total marketplace of blind, we'll just say Americans, you know, of an age that use these sorts of apps? Is there a number out there that has been kicked around?
Crypto apps specifically? I have no idea.
No, not even crypto. I would just say, you know, maybe mobile apps. I don't even know.
A lot of blind people do. Oh, I don't have a number, but I mean, a lot of senior blind folks tend to use the easier devices. They try to stick with their, and all this is generalized, okay?
Do we know what percentage of Americans are blind, though?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Robert, thank you for the call.
Thanks, Robert.
It does pose some interesting questions, and you know, it's about knowing who your customers potentially could be. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's our final segment. It's been a wonderful evening filled with interesting conversation with lots of callers, and that's always good. Because it's our final segment doesn't mean you couldn't get on the air if you call right now, 855-450-FREE, or hit us up on Discord. You can find out more at discord.lrn.fm. But we've been talking...
And no really? Knucklehead callers tonight. That was
Yeah, I know. Knucklehead hosts myself, you only know, because
that's a given.
I'm somewhat disabled by Lyme disease, which makes my speech. Thank goodness you're not hearing impaired.
You got the lime in the coconut.
I've got the lime in my coconut. I did this whole round of antibiotics. It really knocked back a lot of the symptoms that I was having. I'm not going to say I'm not way better than I was, but I'm still impacted. I'm thinking I might do another round of antibiotics. And it's not that a doctor told me to take another round of antibiotics, but I will buy my own antibiotics because I know what worked for me. It got me, I think, halfway to being healed. I might take another round. I can do that because I know where to get antibiotics that are for fish. They are made for fish.
Okay.
But interestingly enough, they come off the same manufacturing line as the antibiotics for humans. I don't need a prescription. I don't need any government approval, anybody's approval. I can just order them myself, and I will choose to do that.
But, Chris, someone say, don't you think it's a little dangerous to take antibiotics that are developed for fish? Don't you want a doctor to prescribe something for you?
Well, I did. The doctor did prescribe my first round, and I took it. I took the human version. But I also know, thanks to the Internet, that there is no fundamental difference between what's made for humans and what's made for fish. Now, I could be wrong. I may be...
That could be a scaly issue.
It could be. I may be breathing through gills. Like I could have tonight. It was really raining hard here. And
oh, man, it was more rain than I've ever experienced in my life.
Yeah. You're from a relatively dry part of Utah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there wet parts of Utah?
Salt Lake in northern Utah is a little more wetter than southern Utah. Southern Utah gets around 8 inches of rain a year, I think.
That's pretty low. So where I grew up in eastern Oregon, we got an average of 11 inches of precipitation.
Yeah, that's more like northern Utah.
Yeah, it was called semi-arid. It was great talk. You know, the farmers would come into our hardware store and was like, hey, Catch that rain. We got 0.03 of an inch last night. I literally talk about the amount of rain in minute quantities because it all added up.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But talking about this idea of are there apps that could be developed for the blind? And, you know, Riley has told us that, you know, particularly in cryptocurrency, hasn't been able to really find too many wallets. One, for the cryptocurrency Dash that he can work with, but the most, it's sort of a common problem in, it seems like, mobile app development, not to use pictures, have to, you know, put a text label on stuff. That helps the reader software. And are there other things that could be done that would make things more accessible? Now, what you haven't heard the three of us say is you should have a law that says that. Now, that's not really how I roll. I don't want to see a law that requires every app developer to come up with a blind version. What I hope to do is point out that this is a community that's underserved.
It is. It's an underserved community. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to live in a world that, like I've said earlier, it's not made for me. Everyone knows what it's like to see. I don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you've lived with blindness your entire life, correct?
Yeah, I was born blind.
Yep. So, and the rest of us, you know, if you were born with sight, you take it for granted. I mean, this is just how it is. But, you know, I want to accommodate as many people as is economically possible. I want Riley to be a consumer, you know. He comes in my store when he visits. I appreciate that, and we do everything we can to make sure that our goods are accessible to him. Now, if Riley comes in our store and has questions about cryptocurrency, we'll help him out.
Yep.
But just that basic thing of having a crypto wallet that he could use and control his own money, that's a challenge right now. So
exactly, and I think cryptocurrency has the advantage, and cryptocurrency wallets have the advantage of you being your own bank because you own your private keys. I would not recommend getting, like, if you're going to buy Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash on an exchange, don't keep your money on that exchange. No. Put it in your own wallet where you have the keys.
And you own the keys. And Barack Obama famously said, you know, he's talking about Bitcoin. It's like, well, we can't just have people running around with the equivalent of a numbered Swiss bank account in their pocket, in their
wallet. That's where you're wrong, kiddo.
Well, I
yes,
agree.
Yes, we can.
I agree with him. He
Isn't
wasn't,
that another one of his slogans?
But he Let wasn't right wrong about the part that most people think. Having cryptocurrency isn't like having a numbered Swiss bank account. It's like having a Swiss bank. In other words, it has the security. It cannot be hacked. It is, if you put in the diligence to protecting your funds that are all there, you have the security of a Swiss bank. Now, the flip side of that is you also now have the responsibility of maintaining that security so you don't get robbed.
So don't leave your phone somewhere. Make sure your phone has good locks and security on it.
And make sure you have those magic words backed up someplace.
Right. Yeah. Or, you know, and another thing that's become, it's become a thing is how do I write my will in such a way that will enable access for my loved ones? And now we have things called multi-signature wallets. So let's say my girlfriend, my son, and, you know, my third cousin, I want them to be recipients of my funds when I die. I also don't want to give it all of the key to each one of them and basically put a price on my own head because, you know, my girlfriend. No, I'm just kidding, Colleen. I know you probably wouldn't kill me. But what I could do is I could create a multi-signature wallet, and I could give each one of those, I'm going to say the wallet needs two out of three signatures to be unlocked, and I'm going to say that Colleen has one part, and Alex has another, and this fictitious third cousin has a third part. If two of those were to certify that I was deceased, then the wallet could be accessed, and I could give even a fourth one to my attorney to make sure they're not really kind of trying to kill me.
Well, the easiest way to do that is just take those 12 words and encrypt them.
You can.
And then once they've
And that
once the combination of them that is required has gotten together and done the magic, they get back the words and they can install it in any wallet.
It's exactly. The point being, you do have to come up with a way to safely back these things up and share them. I don't want to share my my wallet password with anybody until I want them to have that. So there are ways to do that, but it's caused people in today's crypto world to consider something that really wasn't considered when Bitcoin came out. You know what I mean? When they when Satoshi Nakamoto invented Bitcoin, he wasn't immediately thinking of people's wills. That has been one of those things that's had to be addressed since then. And there are a lot of ways to do it, but you got to give that some thought too if you have a sizable amount.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to make sure it's secure because all of a sudden, for people that have amassed a sizable amount of Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies, that's a target.
Yeah.
And that's a target. And if you go on, Facebook and you talk about, man, to the moon, I'm making so much money on all my millions in Bitcoin, you are subject now to what is called the wrench attack. A wrench attack is when a guy comes up and beats you over the head with a wrench until you give up your private keys. It's not quite as elegant as some other forms of attack, but it is equally effective.
Exactly.
True.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting thing to contemplate. And again, back to this question of what can we do for the blind? What can Domino's do instead of going to the Supreme Court to ask them to make them say that the government cannot tell us how to build an app?
Well, I mean, Domino's is defending itself from a suit under a law that shouldn't exist, so it's not really a question of what could they do differently. It's a question of can the government be made to leave them alone?
And that we hope.
Always the question, isn't it?
It always is. We're out of time. I want to thank you for joining us for this very special episode. Thank you, Riley, for showing up on the show. Thank you, Nobody. Fun. This is Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.